You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Dante Fopola-Inkney with your local newscast. Jacksonites have the opportunity to weigh in on infrastructure improvements at a popular route between Jackson Hole High School and Smith's. The Gregory Lane project is funded by a specific purpose excise tax approved by voters in 2022. It will aim to improve stormwater runoff, sewer and water utilities, and safer routes to school. The open house is tonight from 5:30 to 7 at Coulter Elementary. The town plans to begin construction in summer 2025. In its first year of operation, Park County Open Lands, a product of Jackson Hole Land Trust, has seen a lot of interest in protecting wildlife, agriculture, and open spaces. Wyoming Public Radio's Olivia Wheats reports.
Year one, the Park County Open Lands Council greenlit 15 projects totaling more than 6,500 acres. One of those projects, a conservation easement for a ranch property, has closed, and the rest are in progress. While they've seen a lot of demand, Regional Director Alex Few says conservation easements are still a new tool in the county.
One of the common misunderstandings is that the purchase of development rights cannot lead to the purchase of land. The choice to retain ownership or to sell the land to another entity always resides with the private landowner, even after they've entered into a conservation easement.
Of the 14 projects underway, Few says all but two of those are working agricultural lands. The group hopes to close more conservation easements this year. Statewide, about 1% of land in Wyoming is in a conservation easement. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Olivia Wheats at the Center of the West in Cody.
In Teton County, about a third of developable land is protected as conservation easements. A bill that would prevent Wyoming schools from conducting lessons on sexual orientation or gender identity without permission from parents is heading to the governor's desk. The bill also requires educators to notify parents about other issues, like drastic changes in students' physical, mental, or emotional health. An amendment from Fort Washakie Representative Sarah Penn also added a permission requirement for classes on sexual orientation and gender identity. Those who oppose the bill say the language is overly broad and could interfere with basic instruction in Wyoming classrooms if topics happen to touch on those subjects. For KHOL News, I'm Dante Fopola-Inkney.